We say a lot of things in moments of religious fervor, when we're feeling the movement of the Holy Spirit stirring up within us. We tell the Lord how much we love him and how much we want to give everything for him. Maybe we even tell God the great things that we can do because we love him so much. I sort of imagine the sons of Zebedee, James and John, having that attitude, if you will, in this scene from the gospel. Jesus has just told them that he's going to suffer and die a terrible death and be raised. They probably don't quite understand the full picture of what he's talking about there. And then their mother comes and asks Jesus if James and John could be placed at the right and the left when Jesus comes into his reign. But Jesus poses the question. He tells them they really don't know what they're asking, but he says, can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink? And I imagine them saying, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, we can. Of course we can. We're going to go to the very end with you. We're going to remain faithful to our last breath. We'll never leave your side, Lord. We love you. Jesus says, my chalice you will indeed drink. But they don't realize that he is telling them that they will partake in the suffering and death that Jesus himself will endure. They do remain faithful after his resurrection, of course. The apostles go out to the edges of the known world and they become martyrs because they're preaching the gospel. But they've learned sometime between there and that earlier moment where they thought that they had the strength to do it all, they learned how to depend and to rely utterly and completely on the grace of God. And so it is with us. It's not bad that we have these moments where we tell God how much we love him. These are good things. And we pledge that we will live our lives in a different way, that we'll overcome this or that sin, that we're just going to live for him. It's wonderful to have those moments of fervor. But accompanying those moments must be the realization that we rely utterly upon him to be faithful.